Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week, our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, and we're beginning today in verse number 15. And this also contains our thought. The Bible says, this is a faithful saying. And we're going to be looking at some faithful saying from the pastoral epistles this week, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. Faithful sayings. Well, the Bible goes on to say, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Well, this phrase, faithful saying, it brings up the credibility. Of course, we know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. We know that from the Scripture itself. The Word of God is God-breathed. Man was simply the instrument, and it was not the hand that held the pen, but rather the hand that held the hand that held the pen. And so there's the credibility of the gospel. And the Scripture says, and is worthy of all acceptation. And I would say that that's true as well. And worthy of all acceptation. Doesn't matter who it is. The Word of God ought to be accepted. Regardless of nationality, regardless of language, regardless of color or creed, regardless of political affiliation, the Word of God ought to be the final authority. It is worthy of all acceptation. The credibility of the gospel, this is a faithful saying. The claim of the gospel, and worthy of all acceptation. Then the Bible goes on to gives us a specific. And it says that Christ Jesus came into the world. Now, here we have the record of Christ coming. And notice it says Christ Jesus. Anytime you see the word Christ before the word Jesus, it always deals with mercy and grace. And can I say that for the God of heaven to leave his eternal throne, to become incarnate in the seed of the woman, to be born of a virgin, and to sojourn upon this earth for 33 and a half years, my friend, that is the record of Christ's coming. That's mercy. That's grace toward mankind. That Christ Jesus came into the world. A lot of people have, that's where the gospel stops with them. They cannot believe or will not believe. And yet the Scripture says it's necessary to believe. The record of Christ's coming, that he came into the world. But even if they believe that he came into the world, and they may accept the record of his coming, here's the big fallout. They don't accept the reason for his coming. You see, the reason for his coming into this world is to save sinners. And Paul wrote it in the first person, of whom I am chief. Well, go ahead and put your, we can quote that personally. Because you can put my name, you can put your name in there, to save sinners of whom I am chief. In other words, the chiefest of sinners. Christ came into the world. Paul, of course, is saying that. Paul's talking. But as far as you and I are concerned, when we come under conviction and God deals with us that we are indeed sinners, we become the chiefest of sinners at that point. And as far as we're concerned, we're the worst person on earth. You say, well, I ain't never felt that way. Well, have you ever come under conviction? Do you know the day that God convicted you as a sinner? And because in response to the fact that you were a sinner and the reason for his coming, did you call on the Lord Jesus to save you, to forgive you, to come into your heart and to make you a new creature? You see, this verse deals with the gospel and our redemption. One of the faithful sayings of these pastoral epistles. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The problem is people don't first believe that he came, and secondly, they don't believe the reason for his coming. Not they don't believe the record, and they don't believe the reason because they do not confess that they are sinners. Our Father, I pray that sin might become exceedingly sinful in the heart of some individual who may be listening today, and may they be born again before it's too late. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.